Hello, and welcome to This Is The Way podcast. My name is Zach Way, and I'm the host of this short and simple podcast that is typically focused on a spiritual discipline, a fruit of the Spirit, and a passage of Scripture. But right now, I'm in the middle of a 12-week challenge on the spiritual discipline of simplicity. And what we're going to be talking about today, if my neighbors decide that they're going to stop honking their horn, is morning rituals. And I do believe that a morning ritual is a little bit different than a morning routine, and I might just be semantics, but I think that a routine is typically passive. You're just going through the motions. A lot of times our routines aren't that purposeful. A ritual, however, is thought out and active. It's restorative and it's purposeful. A good morning ritual should set you up for the rest of the day and get your head screwed on straight. A simple life starts with a simple morning ritual. There's this book that I read. I forgot what it's called, but I'm not even going to let you know if I remember, because it was talking about all of these things to do in the morning. And there was like 7 or maybe 12. It was like a million things to do in the morning. And it was kind of talking about, all the stuff that the big shots and the personal development kids do and they're into. And I'll be honest, I read the book and I tried it. It sounded like good advice, but it actually wasn't, because there is no one-size-fits-all approach to morning rituals. My morning's going to look different from yours, obviously. So I'm not going to tell you how to plan your morning ritual or routine, if you think my semantics are too silly, but I'll give you some tips on how to have a more simple life starting out with your morning ritual. Number one, start your day with silence and solitude. There's enough noise that's spread out during the rest of the day, so let's keep the morning sacred and silent. I don't really care if it's 5 minutes or if it's 50 minutes. Starting with silence and solitude is way better than scrolling through Instagram and reading the news. Tip number two is set yourself up for success. This might look different for you, but for me, I have a small alarm clock by my bed and I charge my phone in the bathroom. That's because I don't want to have my phone in my room and have it be the first thing that I grab when I wake up, and then, you know, just a click away from some bad news or some depressing podcast or Facebook or Instagram or whatever. So I also put my workout clothes in the bathroom. So when I wake up, turn off my alarm, go to the bathroom, brush my teeth, I don't have to look for my workout clothes, and they're there right in front of me should I decide, oh, maybe I don't want to work out today. It's a really good reminder that I thought this was important last night. Why would it change this morning? Tip number three is to minimize decisions. So eliminate decision fatigue by pre-deciding on things. If you don't know what to read in the morning, if you read in the morning and you don't know what to read, then pick a reading plan. Come up with a reading plan, or just subscribe to a reading plan. I mean, it's not that difficult. You can go on the Bible app and there's a million different reading plans. Or you could listen to the Daily Audio Bible podcast. Or you know, there's a lot of different things. If you don't know what to eat in the morning, then just choose what to eat. and just have the same thing. I have the same protein shake every single morning. You don't know how many times you can hit snooze in the morning? Well, then commit to waking up at the same time every day without hitting snooze. Automate the things that don't matter. You shouldn't have to decide 45 things before you walk out your front door in the morning. Well, if you're walking out the front door in the morning, which most of us really aren't. The more decisions that you have to make, the higher the opportunity for failure. The more decisions that you have to make, the higher the opportunity for failure. So minimize your decisions. Number four, tip number four is to keep your wardrobe simple. Now, this is kind of basically the same as number three, but I wanted to go into a little bit more depth. A simple wardrobe eliminates picking what to wear in the morning and could save you an average of 15 minutes a day, which is what the average person spends picking what to wear. If you don't have enough time, how does an extra 15 minutes sound? Does that sound good? A simple wardrobe is for you. And it's not a statement. It's not for others. It's not flashy or brand heavy. It's not fashion forward or fast fashion, trendy. It fits well. It's classic and timeless. All of the garments work together, so you don't have to worry about matching. A simple wardrobe serves multiple purposes. It's business and casual, athletic and comfy. Think of it as your uniform, except you get to choose it. I measure all of my clothes by three main criteria: fit, fabric, and function. If it doesn't fit well, it should be obvious. If the fabric doesn't feel or perform well, then I'm not going to buy it or keep it. Is it too hot or stiff or sheer? Will the fabric last? And then lastly, with function, can it serve multiple functions? Can you wear this to work? And is it comfy enough for home? Can you wear it in the garden and at church? If it can't be used in multiple functions, then the function it serves must be essential. So your homework this week is to write out your morning ritual, determine how you want your morning to go, how you want to feel when you're starting your day, and then work it backwards from there. Do you want to start the day overwhelmed and anxious? Well, then hit snooze, read the news, and then worry about what to wear and pick up a quick and unhealthy breakfast from the drive-thru. If you couldn't tell, I'm being sarcastic. Sometimes that doesn't come across in podcasts very well, especially with my dry humor, I have been told. If you want to start the day feeling refreshed and energized and at peace and focused, then start with silence and solitude, prayer and working out. Find out what works for you and then test it out. And let me know what you come up with, because I'm always real interested in learning what other people's kind of morning rituals are. Now, if you're someone like me who gets anxious when you're surrounded by clutter, then clean your bathroom counter or wherever it is that you get ready in the morning. Find a home for everything. Keep the items that you use every day close, but get them off the counter. Grab a diffuser and soap and maybe a water cup and commit to only keeping those on the counter. And for extra credit, you can go through your wardrobe right now and minimize your uniform. Keep only the essentials. I hope that this is helpful for you in your quest for a more simple life. Remember that simplicity allows us to focus more on the things that matter most. Keep it simple, friends.